This is Charlottesville Tomorrow, an advocate for our future today. Charlottesville Tomorrow is a nonpartisan community organization working on land use, transportation, and community design issues. Visit us on the web at seavilletomorrow.org.
The owner of Rebecca's Natural Food is the latest candidate to announce a bid for the Albemarle Board of Supervisors. Norman Dill made a formal declaration at the county office building on April 21st, 2015. He's introduced by Delegate David Toscano.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm very pleased to be here. And I heard Norman just he gave a shout-out to our for our special meeting tonight, our town hall meeting. I hope everybody will come. It's at PVCC tonight, 5:30, 7:30. You get to learn a little bit about what happened in the General Assembly session. And I'm very pleased to stand here and... I would encourage you all to take a look at this fact sheet on Norman and all the things that he's done for so many years after coming to Charlottesville. You know, he's a pretty famous guy and he's run a number of businesses, very successful. And be careful, he will auction off your personal property if you're not careful. But, you know, we have a great county board now. We've been very fortunate doing the hard work of a lot of the people here to be able to elect some pretty wonderful supervisors to the Board of Supervisors over the last cycle. And we're hoping that someone like Norman Dill is going to be able to take his slot on the supervisor's dais beginning with the next session of the supervisors. So I'm very pleased to stand here. I guess we got some other folks who are going to speak. I want to thank everybody for helping me do the work I do down in Richmond and General Assembly. Don't give up hope on the General Assembly and the House of Delegates. We've got elections coming up this fall, and we're going to do a lot to change the character of the General Assembly with these elections. How about a round of applause for that? So with that, I'm very pleased to be here and be supportive of Norman, and I want to make sure that whoever's next on the dais comes up now to speak. I think it's Juan. Here we go, Juan.
All right. Thank you, David.
Sure.
Thanks for all you do.
Thank you very much.
So when Norman asked me to speak and introduce him, I was extremely honored because Norman is someone that I have looked up to for over 20 years. In fact, when I started out my business, he was the first person that I went and talked to take a pulse of whether entrepreneurship would work for us in Charlottesville. And Norman has mentored and fostered so many business people in this town. And for that, I want to thank you for all you do for all the entrepreneurs in town. But, you know, when he asked me to speak, I immediately think, why is Norman the perfect person for the Albemarle County Board of Supervisor? Well, at the core of being a supervisor is to deal with change, because change is coming fast and furious. I mean, all you have to do is look around and see so much construction all over, and it's going to accelerate. So you want someone who can make decisions in light of those change. And you want someone who can make the decision because they know the community. And Norman is of the community, and he cares about the community. He's been around here for 30 years. Has opened or run 11 businesses. So obviously he's a great business person. He's also a great educator. I don't know if you know, but he's taught at PVCC on entrepreneurship. And also he is a great public servant. He was the president of the Albemarle Charlottesville Recycling Center. He's on the board of Virginia Food Works, which is a canning business in Farmville. And also he's been very involved with Aging in Place Roundtable right here. So clearly Norman is someone who understands the community and supports it. So secondly, so how how can we tell that he has been making the right decisions? One of the best way to see that is to look at Rebecca's food store. When you think of it, Rebecca, when it opened, it didn't have much competition. And next thing you know, Whole Foods moved basically right down the street. How do you deal with that? And Norman, through his training at Harvard Business School, put on his thinking hat and revamped the store to become a very successful business. What does that take? That takes a lot of critical thinking. That takes action. And the most important thing he did was to invest in his employees. And he's very proud with the fact that three of his employees have been with him for 15 years. That speaks volume, because if the people who work for you stick around that long, that means you're a great person. Right? And with that stewardship, with the people that he cares for, I'm very, very confident that he'll do the same for Albemarle County. So without further ado, I want to introduce you to Norman Dill.
In the excitement of the moment, I wanted to just have a couple of notes here that I don't want to forget anything.
There's a couple of Rebecca's people down there right now. Thanks for coming. Who's watching the shop?
So I'm Norman Dill. I'm running for the Ravana seat on the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors, and I am really excited about doing this. It's something I've thought about sometime in the future for many years, to go into public service, and this is just the right time right now. We have just such a wonderful combination of rural countrysides, kind of small town friendliness that I grew up in the little town of New York, and the urban dynamism that we have down here. It's just a wonderful combination. And I just really appreciate so much about it, but I want to just say a couple specifics. First of all, it's the educational system. My five children all went through Albemarle County Schools and just got a wonderful education. The teachers were fantastic, just exceptional, really. It was just a great place for them to be. The very rigorous program, when they applied to college, all the schools they applied to knew that Albemarle County was meant they were ready. It was a big plus. So I appreciate that K through 12 program. But on top of that, there's really a lifelong program here. PVCC is in the county and works with the county quite a bit. K-Tech is terrific. They have new computer programs for kids, along with the cars and plumbing and a lot of other cybersecurity type things. It's a wonderful place. Hundreds of people go through there and get training. And there's the whole Albemarle County adult education programs that are for everybody, so all of us can keep continuing to grow and learn while we're here. The next thing that I appreciate so much is just our natural heritage. And we hear a lot about that here, of course, the mountains, the Ravana River, the woods, the open places, the parks. We spent a lot of time at Mint Springs, which has been expanded to hiking trails and all, but Darden Tow, my kids and our grandchildren are visiting out there. There's so much natural space, and it just adds so much to this area. At the same time, there's the heritage kind of aspects, the country stores, the historic homes, the small farms that are sprinkled out throughout the county. And I think there's ways to preserve this without making it some kind of museum of old Virginia. We can preserve these buildings, this land, this agricultural space, by making it productive, basically, but in a good way. There's so much opportunity right now for small agricultural and even larger agricultural businesses. We're already seeing it in the wine industry, but there are so many products that could be grown here, especially with all the crisis in California. A lot of
products are moving to the East Coast now. There's so much opportunity to grow food here, to process it here. I know that even before our new economic director, we've been talking about having flash freezing facilities, canning facilities in the county, meat processing facilities sometime in the future. So producing food here, processing it here, and then distributing it here and beyond is a great way to preserve the rural countryside we have. Maybe the only way it can be preserved is if it has a real purpose. I'd love to have a lot more young people see farming as a place where they can have success. They have to work hard on it, no doubt, but there's lots of opportunities here to have a new forms of business in Albemarle County. As Juan said, that's what I studied in school a long time ago, but the basic principles are still the same, to look at long-term strategy and find practical ways to turn those lofty ideas into something concrete and to people having jobs. And as far as business in general, it's been good for me in so many ways with my small businesses. And no, Tuan, having 11 businesses doesn't mean they're all successful businesses. I've had my share of flops, but I like to innovate and try new things and work with other people on their businesses as much as my own sometimes. There's a lot of people that are interested in having their own business, a lot of people that want to expand their business using different kinds of models of distribution, of online sales, working with the tech industries that are coming to Charlottesville, but they're also in the perimeter out here. As I said to, maybe it was Channel 29 a little while ago, my oldest son lives in Atlanta but works in the works in Earliesville, but does it pretty much all online. That kind of thing, you know, I couldn't have imagined that when I was his age. So just to finish up, I guess I just want to say that I'm at a place in my life right now where I have the time to devote to the Board of Supervisors, and it needs a lot of time, just hard work and time. There are really significant decisions to be made. I've seen some just going to the last few meetings. You know, how do you decide whether to put money into early education for a disadvantaged kid versus fixing the potholes? You know, both have to be done, but we don't have unlimited resources. Making difficult decisions means spending the time to study things, to talk to experts. We have wonderful people here in the Department of in the Planning, in the Economic Development, and the legal staff to try to figure out this incredible mix of issues that we come up with all the time. 726 square miles in Albemarle County. There's a lot going on here. I'd love to be on the Board of Supervisors. I really would like to hear your ideas. Introduce me to people that I should talk to, and I will win this race. I'm going to work very hard to do that. It's the first thing. I really appreciate your support and so many people here that I've worked with over the years. Really appreciate all of you coming out. Thank you.